So today's the second Sunday of Advent, which means we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. Every week we light another candle here in the church, and that shows us that we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. It's a time of year when you might be thinking about some of the things that you hope you're going to get for Christmas. Christmas presents. But it's also a time, maybe think about what presents you might be going to give. And I want you to think about something a little bit different today, maybe, that's kind of special. Not just what presents you might give to your family or to your friends, but if you had a chance to give Jesus a present, think about what you might want to give Jesus. Because what we remember at Christmas time, when Jesus was born, when Jesus came to be with us and to bring us the gift of God's presence with us. But we remember Jesus just being born as a little baby boy in a barn, probably in a pile of hay, because his parents were poor and they didn't have a place to stay. So think about that little baby, Jesus, who was born a long time ago in a manger. And think about what kind of gifts you might want to give to him. Can you think of any ideas? Yeah?
Happiness.
That's wonderful. What?
Thankfulness.
Food. Yeah, you know, he needs those good feelings, but maybe there are some actual things you'd like to give him, too. Food is a good idea. Anything else? What about something that you really like, that you'd like to share with Jesus? Something that you could have to get? Something that's special to you?
Anything to do with that?
Yeah. Love. How will you share your love with Jesus?
I pray to him.
Yeah, that's good, for sure. Anything else? Any other ideas? What do you like to do? Now we're remembering him when he was just a little baby, but imagine that maybe he's grown up and he's about your age. About the same age as you. You think of anything that would be fun to do with him, to share with him? The things that are fun for you, maybe that would be fun for him. There's a song that I have always thought of as an Advent song, even though it was not written with that purpose, and its context might not immediately suggest Advent. The song occurs early on in Leonard Bernstein's musical West Side Story. You may know West Side Story, or at least know a little bit about it. It's a contemporary retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story. This song has a lighthearted and eager sound to it, and If you know it, you're going to be tempted to sing along. But listen just for now to the words. And think of it as an Advent song. Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? I've got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is going to be great. Something's coming. Something good. Advent. That's an Advent song. Something's coming. Something good. And the sentiment expressed in that song from West Side Story is basically the same sentiment that John the Baptizer expresses in the gospel reading that we heard this morning. John's words and tone may be a little bit different, and yet it is that same eager hope. John says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near, is coming near. Prepare the way for the Lord." You brood of vipers. Something's coming. Something good, John says. Something good. Something is coming, John reminds us, not only into our lives, but into the wilderness. The scripture tells us very clearly that John spoke out of and from the wilderness and described the kingdom of God, the goodness that was coming into the wilderness. And surely the wilderness here was a literal wilderness, the deserts of Judea, and yet it also is a metaphoric wilderness, any place that is desolate, any place where we might feel lost, without support or guidance. For those of us who live in such a beautiful area, where the literal wilderness is right beyond our doorstep, we know that that wilderness of mountains and forests can be life-giving. Being in the wilderness can be life-giving, but it can also very quickly become a fear-filled place if you are lost or without support. And of course, there are other sorts of wildernesses that we encounter in our lives, internal wildernesses, places of desolation and darkness in our heart or in our soul. Social, cultural, societal wildernesses where we feel caught in a system where we are powerless and where we can only despair. Wilderness. John says, into these places, into these wildernesses, something wondrous, something miraculous, something good is coming. In today's reading from the Hebrew scriptures, Isaiah describes what is coming as a new shoot of growth arising out of the stump of Jesse. New life growing out of the very place of death and decay. New life. Isaiah also speaks of a voice or a presence that comes into the wilderness bringing the Spirit of the Lord, bringing the Lord into that place to offer a spirit of wisdom. wisdom and understanding, of counsel and of might, to be with us in the wilderness. For John the Baptist, who appears to have been most at home in the wilderness, what he sees coming into that place is reconciliation. When he talks about repentance, he's talking about reconciliation. He's talking about a way forward towards reconciliation with God and between one another. Coming into the wilderness, real reconciliation. Reconciliation, the only hope for the broader world around us. This Advent hope, something's coming, something good. This Advent hope was described in a nationally syndicated op-ed piece that was written this week by Michael Gerson. Some of you might have seen it. It actually appeared in the Enterprise on Friday, although Episcopal friends of mine had sent it to me earlier. He writes, "This is the time of the Christian year dedicated to expectant longing. Something's coming, something good. God, we are assured, is at mysterious work in the world. Evil and conflict are real, but not ultimate. Grace and deliverance are often unrealized, but certain. Patient waiting is rewarded because the trajectory of history is ultimately tilted upward by a powerful hand." Such hope, he continues, such Advent hope does not come naturally to human beings. We have to claim it. "On the evidence of our senses," he writes, "despair is perfectly rational. Entropy is built into nature. Decay is knit into our flesh. By all appearances, the universe seems cold, empty, and indifferent. And there may be a certain bleak dignity in accepting the challenge of a hopeless cause. And it is possible, of course, that our deepest longings, these longings for God's presence, for something good, it is possible that our deepest longings are cruel jokes of nature. But it is also possible and rational that our longings are hints of a reality beyond nature. Perhaps our desires exist because they are meant to be fulfilled. Perhaps our desires, our longings, our hopes exist because they are meant to be fulfilled. Because something good is coming." John tells us that something good is coming into the wilderness. He speaks God's truth to us today as he did then. Claim the truth of God, of John's proclamation. Something's coming, something good. Claim that truth. Dare to hope this day.